Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Here comes that dreamer again. He is beginning to tell Father another dream he's had. Come on, let's go hear what it's all about. One of Joseph's 10 brothers might have said that, and they crowded around to hear yet another dream that their younger brother Joseph had dreamed. Let's listen in to see what Joseph is telling his father. Father, Reuben, Judah, listen to my dream that I had. He said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." Oh, this time even Joseph's father was upset. His father rebuked him, the Bible says, and said to him, "What is this dream you have dreamed? Do you really think that I and your mother and your brothers will indeed come to bow down ourselves to you?" Oh, you can imagine how very, very jealous Joseph's brothers were. The Bible tells us that one day the brothers were out feeding the flock in a town called Shechem, and old Jacob called his young son Joseph to him. Joseph was about 17 at this time, and he said to him, "Go, please, see whether it be well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent Joseph out of Hebron, and Joseph started to Shechem. And as he came up, his brothers saw him coming a long way off, the Bible says. And they said to each other, "Here comes that dreamer again." But this time, they were not going to listen to a dream. They were not going to even listen to him at all. They made a plan to kill him. And we will see what will become of his dreams. He thinks he's going to rule over us. He will never rule over us. That's what they were really saying in their hearts. They hated Joseph without a cause. Reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he came into his own people and they would not receive him. They said, "You will never rule over us. We don't need you as a savior. We do not believe that you are the Son of God." They took the Lord Jesus, beat him and spit on him, cursed him, and they nailed him to a cross. How did Jesus respond to his enemies, those who hated him and cursed him and nailed him to a cross? He loved them. Well, Joseph's brothers were hating him without a cause, and they were planning to kill him. And the Bible says when he got there, they stripped his coat off, and they threw him into a pit. But do you know those brothers were so hardened that even though Joseph was crying out, begging for mercy and help, they sat down very near that pit and calmly ate their lunch. And as they ate their lunch, some of them looked up and they saw something coming. It was a caravan of camels and traders from Midian. "Aha! Why, we could sell our brother as a slave, and not only would we be rid of him forever, but we could make some money off him." The brothers thought that was a fine plan, so they stopped that Midianite merchant caravan. They sold their brother, and I am sure that Joseph went off weeping and looking back at his brothers with a look that said, "How could you do this? Why have you hated me without a cause?" The brothers, still very hard-hearted, only were thinking how they were going to deceive their father. They hit upon a plan. Let's take that coat, the one they so despised, and let's dip it in the blood of a goat. So they went back to their father and said, "This we found. You were the one who would know whether this is your son's coat or not." And of course, Jacob knew that coat very well. And he said, "Oh, it is my son's coat. Joseph is no doubt torn into many pieces. An evil beast has devoured him. And the Bible says Jacob cried for his son many days. Well, boys and girls, we know that God is going to be with Joseph, don't we? God was with Joseph, giving him strength to be long-suffering while those brothers were at home with him. God was with Joseph in that pit. God is continuing to give Joseph the strength to love his enemies and to do good to those who hate him. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriends.com.